George W. Bush isn't even president yet, and people are lining up to give him advice on energy policy. He's coming into office as California is in an electricity crisis, and U.S. manufacturers are warning that skyrocketing natural gas prices could force some companies out of business. Bush says creating a national energy policy is a top priority, but there are disagreements on what the focus of that policy should be. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Jim Vink runs a brick manufacturing company with plants in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. The company kilns run on natural gas, and Vink says his bill for that gas has generally doubled in the past year, sometimes spiking to four times as much. It's a familiar problem for anyone heating their home or hot water with natural gas. But Vink says the dramatic jump could be the last straw on top of a raft of increased business charges.
We're looking at double-digit increases in medical insurance costs. We're looking at higher labor costs aggravated by scarce labor market conditions, and we're looking for significant cost increases due to tightening and new environmental and safety regulation.
Vink says he can't offset all those costs, and he thinks the only answer is increasing the supply of natural gas. Mark Whitington of the National Association of Manufacturers agrees, and he says that means opening up more public lands for gas exploration.
You can only produce so much extra gas drilling in the same old places. We know there's a lot of gas out there. There's about 200 trillion cubic feet of known natural gas resource in federal lands that are currently off base to exploration production. So surely some of that can be made available in an environmentally sound manner.
Whitington says possible areas to target immediately include sections of the Rocky Mountains, plus drilling off the shores of Florida, North Carolina, and California. Many of those areas currently have a moratorium on oil or gas exploration, and some would like to keep it that way.
We certainly don't oppose drilling for natural gas, but there are areas that we believe are too special to open up to oil or gas development.
Melinda Pierce is the Washington, D.C. representative of the Sierra Club. She hopes Bush's energy plan takes a different tack entirely.
Any long-term energy plan for America has got to focus on demand, the demand side of the equation, not just the supply side of the equation.
Bottom line, Pierce says, the debate the new president will face is whether it's possible and whether it's worth it for the U.S. to try and provide all its own energy needs. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.